What up, everybody?
What's going on?
Purple Pill.
Yep.
We here.
We're back at it.
Gabriel and Austin.
Yep. Austin's been gone for a while.
Is this Gabriel and Austin rant number two?
Rant two. Here we go.
Ooh, shit.
Yep. So what Austin, do I watch?
What do you watch, man?
I watch anime, bro.
You watch anime?
Hell
okay.
Yeah.
I'm a DBZ fan.
Yeah, I like Dragon Ball. That's OG.
What'd you think about Super?
Super? Yeah. I liked it.
I mean, I never finished it.
Really? But
yeah.
So you didn't even get to see Goku go UI?
No, I didn't. I couldn't do the non-dubbed.
Oh, yeah. You got to
So it was hard, man.
Well, it's all dubbed now.
I know. I heard. I had to get back on that. But I was using a homeboy of mine, his Crunchyroll account.
Yep.
But I don't have that anymore. So I don't want to. Fucking commercials, man.
He's got commercials on his shit?
No, he didn't. If I watch the free one, it's gonna have to be commercials, dude. I feel like nowadays it's like if there's a commercial, it's like, what are we living in, the fucking Stone Age,
dude? There's ads in fucking everything, dude.
Yeah,
I think here before long, we're just gonna be walking down the street and ads gonna pop up right
in
our face.
If you pay for it, no.
Yeah,
like you Netflix and Hulu. Well, Hulu, no. What the fuck
Hulu
is that
has.
About?
Hulu.
Yeah, it has ads.
Well, there's levels of subscriptions.
What the
so
fuck
it's like
is that?
The
about?
Cheapest one, you got to get ads, dog. The next one up, no shit. Ads. Yeah, it's
fucking,
just dumb.
It's dumb, bro. It's like for instance, I had Evergy, the electric company.
You don't have it now?
No, I do, but they mailed me a thing in the mail, and they're like, well, if you sign up for these three, there's like different tiers, like $5.99 for surge protection. Like there's like $7.99 or $10.99. And they all protect at a certain level. It helps protecting your electronics. It's like, well, bitch, I pay like $170 a month already. Like, because I'm on that one payment plan where I pay the same throughout the whole year. Because I don't want to deal with that $400 bullshit in the summer. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like,
what am I paying you for?
Yeah, it's like me selling you a TV and going, it turns on sometimes. But if you pay $5.99, that shit will turn on
every
time. Like, what the fuck?
$5.99 a month.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Well, that's how it is these days.
I know, bro.
They try to get you for everything.
I'm sort of wondering if cable was even a bad thing now with all the subscriptions. Because think about it. You add up all those subscriptions, you might be paying maybe more than what you were paying for fucking cable.
Yeah, but how like, cable's like what? What was it, like 80 a month or some shit?
Usually 100? You got cable and internet together.
Yeah,
so probably like
120.
100, yeah, 100 something.
I mean, internet, yeah, absolutely. But like, I never even watched TV.
Yeah.
Like, I was always on YouTube.
Yeah.
If I was watching something, it was on YouTube for sure.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, I got Crunchyroll and Netflix. That's like, if I'm watching something, it's on those two.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, I'm a big Netflix guy. I like Netflix.
Yeah.
Is there anything? Oh, I tried watching that Sweet Girl. Did you watch that? Or what is it? Yeah, Sweet Girl or Sweet.
The one with like the.
Jason Momoa?
Is it a TV show?
Nah, it's a movie.
Movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I think I've seen it, but
let me look it up real quick. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is. Might go on some gay shit right now, but Man Crush Monday, baby. Man Crush
Jason
Monday.
Momoa?
Jason Momoa, dog.
He's a good looking dude.
Dude, he is, man. I fucking jelly, man. Yeah. I wish I was fucking. I mean, who made that mother? I mean, was God just
Polynesians,
like,
dude.
I'm just going to take my time with this one?
Probably. Fuck. I bet he was born with his tattoos. He just came out
yeah,
tatted
he just
up.
Came out tatted up. He came out with that scar on his eye
already. Dude, that's the most badass thing about him, that fucking
I know,
scar.
Bro. What was he in the bar going, hey, bro, if you're going to hit me right here and in the best place fucking possible.
And dude, I've always wanted a scar across my eye.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Like
when
eye scar, dude.
When I was in high school, I used to shave my eyebrow just
to
get that
too.
Scar,
I had
bro.
I had an eyebrow shave,
hell
too,
yeah,
man.
Bro. That shit was in, dude.
Dude, I remember I was getting ready for prom, so I got like a nice fade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my boy Marcus was getting, he did his eyebrows, and I was like, shit, I'll get the eyebrow too. And like the Monday after prom, I had a meeting with my recruiter, and he was like, what the fuck is that on your eye? And he was like, I can't believe you did that. He's like, don't do that shit again. And I was like, all right, it's a one time thing. So I went into boot camp with like a little shaved eye. Like, and they were roasting me for it.
But, did they?
Yeah.
Did you fucking have to fucking throw some hands?
No. It was, I can't.
Was there a lot of fights in boot camp?
There's some scuffles.
Like at the end of the night when y'all are all in your bunks and shit and some dude gets hit with some batteries in a sock or something?
Nah, that's like some OG shit. Yeah, that's some OG shit.
Bro, I was watching that one dude, the big black dude, Herc.
Big Herc.
Yeah. Big Herc. And he was talking to this dude.
Getting them cheeks clapped.
Yeah. Then the title of the episode was called Booty Bandits. Oh, I was fucking rolling, bro. I didn't even finish it. I need to
Booty
finish
Bandits,
it.
Bro.
Booty Bandits.
You seen that Booty Warrior dude?
Nah.
You've never seen that guy? He's like, I likes you and I want you. Oh, and we can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
Black dude with glasses, right? Yep.
I remember that dude scared the shit out of me. He was like,
yeah, my younger days, I'd have about 2, 3, 4 of them.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, bro. He's like, I'd take it if I want it. All right, bro.
There's a Boondocks episode like based off that dude. Mm. Yeah.
I was never into the Boondocks.
I watched it every once in a while.
I just never got into that.
It was all right. That dude with the eyeball that was racist was funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know you couldn't get away with comedy that nowadays, right?
I don't even.
Well, hold on.
You know Steve Carell, the Office dude?
Yeah, Office dude.
He like went on a rant saying that they wouldn't even be able to make that nowadays. Like,
okay. He's right.
Yeah.
Because I was an Office fan. I love The Office.
That shit is funny as fuck.
Love The Office. I probably watched that thing like 3 or 4 times, dude. The whole all the seasons.
Dude, the comedy's gold, dude. Like, when they look at the camera and, like, something stupid's going on.
Oh,
dude,
Jim. Jim's like, yep.
I would die laughing at that shit.
Shit was funny as fuck, dude. And fucking, what was Dwight?
Dwight Schrute.
Dwight, dude. Yeah. Had the beet farm.
Yep, beets. Yep, beets.
That shit was wild, dude. Yeah. But my thing is that everybody always says, and Joe Rogan's guilty of this shit, and a lot of other guys are, too, that I listen to. Oh, you couldn't do comedy like that nowadays. Well, why not? Why not? Yeah, you're going to get shut down by these woke fucking major media fucking platforms, but fuck them. We know in 2021, you don't need them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can fucking make shit. Look at us right now.
Yeah.
We're in your bedroom.
We're not on their radar.
Creating we're not big, but we got people listening to us. We're getting about 100 downloads an episode. I mean, that ain't bad for starting out. I mean, we only have how many episodes do we have? This will be 16.
Yeah.
So, and we're only doing one a week. Wait till we hit 2. Wait till we hit fucking every day. I mean, look at Air July. That dude's got thousands of people. I mean, he's doing fucking one every day.
How do you feel about doing 2 the same day?
I don't like it. Some guys have told me about that. I've been asked to create more episodes, and I've explained to them that just the time and how far apart. Me and you live pretty close.
But they live all the way down.
Yeah, and Justin and David live close. And they're actually thinking about starting one up during the week, just them. Okay. And who knows, maybe even me and you could do something. Well, the only thing is, the shift difference between me and you. But doing it both in the same day is hard because I don't know if you, when you leave, but like I'm mentally exhausted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I see like Joe Rogan will come out with like 2 or 3 on the same day. And I'm like, what, did you record these all?
Well, notice, he'll go a couple days. He'll release 2 or 3 of them, but it'll be 3 days until you see another 2 or 3.
Well, like I was trying to, dude, I'm trying to listen to King of the Sting.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But they did one early in the day with Eric Griffin and then later release another with Eric Griffin. And I'm like, How do you have a podcast and then like an hour later, same people, same setting, have a complete different one? I feel like we'd always like revert to back to
the same topics.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like that'd be hard as fuck to do.
I think where they accomplish that is by adding in Stevie Weeby.
Oh, is that what's his name's brother?
Bobby
Lee.
Yeah, Bobby Lee. Yeah. I like their podcast too, dude. I don't know how the fuck you got that girl. That girl he's with, gorgeous.
Stevie?
No, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Bobby looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I feel bad, Bobby, if you ever hear this, dog. I actually like you a lot.
It's because you either.
But you even know how the fuck. That's like if I was with like, I don't know, name some hot fucking celebrity, even though she's not a celebrity, but just name some really hot girl. I'm sure some people and even myself would be like, how the fuck did I land that girl? Shit, right now. I'm with my girl. People are probably looking at me like, how the fuck did that guy get that girl?
It's because you got the fucking pretty eyes, bro.
Got game, bro.
You got the pretty eyes, dude.
Nah, she don't even give a fuck about these blue eyes.
Ah, bullshit.
I swear to God, bro. My girl, she crazy, bro. There's something wrong with her. There's something wrong with me, bro. That's what it is. But, yeah.
Yeah, the whole cancel shit.
Okay, so my thing is, let's hit that topic. Oh, we all over the place today.
Fuck it,
we went from DBZ to cancel culture.
We're going.
All right, so let's tackle the two podcasts.
Okay.
In one day. I'm mentally exhausted after one.
Yeah.
People don't understand. This shit takes 4 or 5 hours. We're talking about doing FB Live now. That's like 45 to an hour. Minutes. You're talking about setting up. That's an hour. You know, you're talking about content. That's 3.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just then going to do another one. It's like.
Yeah, that should be wild.
Ugh. I mean, even at the end of our podcast, I noticed the energy just starts to fade.
Yeah.
So. But Joe Rogan has done two podcasts a day. But you got to remember, too, though, he's got people switching out.
Yeah.
So I could probably do it if, like, let's say.
We had multiple guests.
In if it was just me and you, Justin Davis stepped out and 2 new guys came in. It'd be different, you know.
And then David and Justin came in.
Because that's how he's so successful, is that he always has new people in every time, you know. And it's hard when it's just us 4 all the time, you know. That's why. I'm actually hoping to get some people on. I know that I've had a couple people reach out to be on, so we'll get them on soon. But then to go back to that cancel culture thing, dude, if we just stop listening to that bullshit about, you know, think about it. It's only a small percentage of people online that are fucking
dickheads.
Yeah. Man. Oh, you can't say this and you can't say that. It's like, shut the fuck up. You act like you ain't said this shit behind closed doors, bro. Bro, if you are anybody and you said that you haven't said either certain words or made fun of people in a certain way, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar, bro.
Because everyone has their own cliques where they get a little silly with and then they go off on tangents. And
yeah. Dude, if you were to stick a mic with me and my friends, you'd be astonished. You'd be like, oh my God, how the fuck could they say that? And it's like, bro, we ain't even fucking serious. We're just fucking around, man.
Have you ever seen those memes with where it's like, the background will be like a courtroom, and it's like me and the boys in court after FBI releases our game, like our Call of Duty chat, chat, dude. Oh, dude, those shits are funny as fuck.
Think about those fucking Modern Warfare 2 days. Golly, even dude. Modern Warfare 1, like.
Nah, they wouldn't. These kids these days wouldn't have lasted, dude.
Nah, bro. I don't know, bro. I see my brother. My youngest brother is.
Dom?
Nah, my youngest brother, Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he probably grew up with you, though.
Nah, he didn't, because when I moved out, he was a little kid.
Oh, no
shit. You got to think about it. He's 14, 15?
Now?
Yeah, now. Yeah so I'm going to say 14.
I guess it depends on the person, but like.
And shit, my other brother, Adriano, he's 17. I mean, he tells me all the time that he'd be cracking him up, like the shit they say on there, bro. It's fucking wild. So, hey. I got faith.
There you go.
I got faith. They still got it, dude.
Keep those rage. Yeah.
When y'all go to college, don't change. Don't let those fucking liberal fucking colleges convert you, bro.
Yeah.
But, and I think too, it's just a small percentage of people.
Yeah.
Those are the diehards, the keyboard warriors. Those are the dudes, because normal people ain't going to fucking argue with people on Facebook, dude. Well, I fucking hate that shit. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the thing that pisses me off about it. It's like they're, no one's held accountable for what the fuck they say online. Like, you know damn well these people aren't going to, like, go up to your face out on the street and fucking say that shit. Like, everyone's protected by these, like, screens and fake identities these days.
No, and by laws, too.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to get, how are you going to have a motherfucker say some shit like that to you and you're just going to allow him to and not even fucking throw hands?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, bro. If you hold people accountable to their fucking mouth, people will shut the fuck up more, you know? And, I mean, shit, that's in anywhere, bro. I bet you in the fucking military it was like that, bro. Ain't nobody spouting off at the mouth without knowing y'all gonna end up throwing hands
or my scraps.
Prison or fucking anywhere, bro. I mean, in the streets. I mean, it's just like you get up into these suburbs and these fucking nice areas and shit. You can just say whatever the fuck you want. And if somebody challenges you on it, all right, motherfucker, step, throw hands.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna call the cops on you. Like, I'm gonna sue you.
Yeah.
It's like Charlemagne, bro. He's the fucking biggest guilty of that shit. Like, you remember that one time he'd be talking shit and then he'll be like, I'll fucking sue you. I'm like, bruh. Because I listen to Breakfast Club a lot.
Yeah, but he's never really claimed to be like he was a badass motherfucker.
But you ain't got to be a badass. Yeah. I'm not a badass motherfucker, you know. Either. But if you're going to spout off out the mouth, I'm going to ignore you. But if you're going to keep doing it,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, all right, bro. Well,
but what if he's just been a snitch his whole life?
Let's throw hands.
From day one. Like,
those are the motherfuckers that need the most ass whooping, dude.
A toddler took his toy and he just been telling instead of like standing up. And that's how he was raised.
I just think if you have something to say, you better back that shit up.
Yeah.
And I've been guilty of it too. I've said some stupid ass shit and I should have had my ass beat. I think we all been through that, you know? But yeah, man. So I just, fuck that whole cancel culture shit. Just, if you want to make something, go fucking make it, bro. Because you keep canceling fucking people and keep telling people they can't do shit. At some point, somebody's going to turn around and not want you to do something that they don't like. And then they're going to cancel your ass. That's how it always happens, dude. Yeah. I've said this before. I can't remember the dude's name. It was a African-American dude. And he said, somebody interviewed him and asked him about the KKK holding a fucking rally. You know how
this is. Is it Hotep Jesus?
I don't remember. I like that dude though too.
Yeah, he's a good dude too.
Yeah, he was on Joe Rogan. I remember hearing an interview on him. I like him. I think he's
pretty like right wing, but yeah. I know he goes into depth like.
And on relationships, he's a little hardcore on that too.
I don't know about how he's, but I just know he's like, these white people are saying these slurs and whatever. Like it doesn't affect me. Like I don't give a fuck what they say.
Cause you shouldn't. It's a fucking word.
Yeah.
If you're affected by a word, you're weak.
Yeah.
And if you tell me, oh, well, think about the history and what we went through, motherfucker, a majority of you ain't went through that shit, you know? Yeah. And if you want to talk about the whole systematic racism, yeah, I agree on that. Yeah. Yeah, I do agree on that. That, you know, but don't let motherfuckers hold power of a word over you and any minority or even white people. Yeah. I mean, look at Charlamagne. He calls them crackers every fucking time on Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Nobody give a fuck.
Yeah, he was talking shit on my boy Post. Fuck that dude.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
I like Post Malone. He's a cool dude.
He was talking about he like took the culture and shit. And
who gives a fuck?
But like Post kind of like he was always into like country and rock and roll, and he made a hit White Iverson, and then he just started doing his own music, and Charlamagne got mad about it. But
yeah, that whole fucking stealing culture shit, bro. I mean, people have been stealing culture from African Americans forever, bro. Not that I agree with it, but I mean, I think you should just let them fucking. I mean, that to me looks like they're looking up to you. Yeah. I don't know about stealing. I mean, I guess you could look at it like that. But, I mean, we probably have stolen shit from one another forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like different types of culture and, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, but.
Yeah.
I like Post. Really Post cool. I don't really listen to his music. I'm not into the whole, like, I'll listen to it, but I'm not, like, into it, dude. I'm like an old soul, bro. I'm like an oldies. I like blues, everything, bro. Country music, Mexican music, fucking rap, old school rap. I mean, I love all that shit, man. I just, the new rap, I like some of it, bro. It's crazy because I like that hood shit, like that fucking Chicago fucking.
That's what I listen to when I'm in the gym.
Bro, yeah. In the gym, no, it's weird, bro. In the gym, I'm either Kanye or I got a fucking like a playlist of like old school. What kind of music would you call it? Like a System of a Down and all that shit. Like what type of music is that?
It's just like rock.
Soft, but like soft rock or is it like just regular rock?
Rock. System of a Down. Yeah,
I just like call that type rock. Of shit. I think it's because when I was like going to fucking jiu-jitsu classes and shit, they would That's all listen to that all the time. To. Yeah. So like now anytime I'm like doing anything active, I like it like resonates to that. But
I get you.
But yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of shit. I mean, I'm a big Kanye fan. I like Kanye a lot. I know people think he's crazy.
You waiting on that album?
Yeah, it's not on Spotify yet. What's going on with that?
I don't think it's out yet.
Really? I thought it was supposed to come out in August.
He did like a listening party.
Did he?
And yeah, that's all that he's done so far.
I seen a meme and it was like, Kanye's so crazy that he'll make an album with nothing on it and his fans would be like, just imagine what it sounds like. Yeah, just imagine what it sounds like. It's dope.
He's a great mind when it comes to music, but
Yeah.
I've never really been a big fan of Kanye.
Like him personally or his music?
Just his music. Really? I mean, he's got some like hits that I like, but I can't just throw one.
There's one album that I just fucking listen to repeatedly.
The Life of Pablo. I think that's his best album.
No, it's an older one. I got one of my younger brothers. He's on him too a lot. Like he likes Kanye a lot. That was funny. He works out in my gym sometimes, and I'll hear him down there listening. I'm like, damn, kind of reminds me of me when I was younger. Because like I like a lot of his old shit.
College Dropout.
Yeah. All right, I'm bad with names, really bad with names.
I think College Dropout was his first album. And then there was like
Graduation. Oh, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
There's some pretty good songs.
Yeah, he's got some bangers on there. Yeezus was good too. That one's not too old. I mean, but think about Watch the Throne, the 808s and Heartbreak. Graduation, Late Registration. I mean, dude, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, he was a little nutty, but I mean, when you're that fucking gifted,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I guess depending on who you ask.
And you're dating some crazy ass bitch and her whole family.
Fuck yeah. And they did the fucking what's his name?
Bruce
Jenner, yeah.
Hey, we'll get canceled for that, dude.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. We're already canceled.
Yeah.
They already don't like us. But yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know, dude. Maybe the dude always did want to be a girl. I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
You think so? Or do you think he just fucking, he was so shunned in the corner of their success that he was like.
Maybe. Have you seen that Joe Rogan bit?
I think so. I think I know what you're talking about.
Where he was like sleeping and then like all the girls were in his ear. Like they were like demons, like whispering to him to like turn into a girl and shit. I don't know what the fuck happened with them, but it is what it is, I guess.
I do like that Kim Kardashian works with that the Innocence Project. They're like people who they go and look into cases of people who they believe didn't commit those crimes that are on like death row and shit.
Well, I think she's like either finishing up lawyer school or she's done, but I don't.
You think she
could
was
probably just buy
you
her.
Think she was just showing up and probably. Giving a paycheck every month?
Probably.
I mean, when you have money, a lot of shit's easier, dude.
Yeah.
But
that is the truth.
But yeah.
But what else has been going on?
Nothing much,
man. What you been seeing?
Same old shit. I just seen right now that the U.S. military drone, let's kind of switch it up off a little lighter subject, a little more important. The U.S. military drone strike blew up a vehicle laden with explosives in Kabul on Sunday, a Defense Department official said, hours after President Biden had warned that a terrorist attack against the Afghan capital's airport was highly likely. Yeah, they fucking going crazy over there, man. They just, what was it, last week, they had that suicide bombers killed like 12 Marines.
No
shit. A bunch of other people, yep. Sad, man. Sad.
Yeah.
That was the most horrible fucking way to leave a country. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. I feel like there was a little mixture of, we did this on purpose. Not the bombing part, but the way they exited.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
A psyop or something.
Some people would call me a conspiracy theorist for that. I mean, but how else can you explain that? Look at all the equipment. We
listed off. If you're not questioning shit, I don't like.
We listed off the equipment in the live feed on Facebook.
Oh, that's right here.
Yeah, I got it on my phone now that I can see my phone. But.
Left hella shit.
The Taliban's new arsenal. 22,000, over 22,000 Humvees. Over 600 M117s, over 150 MXX Pro mine-proof vehicles, 169 armored personnel carriers, 42,000 trucks and SUVs, over 64,000 machine guns, 8,000 trucks, 162,000 radios, 16,000 night vision goggle devices, 358,530 assault rifles, 126,295 pistols, 176 artillery pieces, and there's more. Stay going. With me here. Stay with me. 33 helicopters, M117s, 33 Black Hawks, the UH-60s, 43 MD-530s. Those are all helicopters. And we got four different fixed-wing aircrafts, a C-130 transport, this Embraer EMB-314 A-29 Super Tucano. I don't even know how the fuck you say that. I guess I said that right. 28 Cessna 208s and 10 Cessna AC-208 strike aircrafts. What the fuck, dog? What the fuck? Afghan National Defense and Security Force personnel, July 2021. There was 182,000 Army and Air Force and 118 police and paramilitary security units, totaling 300,000.
Now, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for the helicopters and all that shit, but and planes.
All that equipment was in seven different places.
But this is the skeptic in me. How do we know they didn't, like, they left it there, obviously, but they could they have left it there because, like, hey, we're leaving and you guys are going to have to protect yourselves.
Yeah. Here's the equipment.
Yeah. Minus the jets and
shit. We can't, like, take all this shit back over.
Yeah.
You know, here you go.
Could be a possibility.
Defend your country.
But then, even with that, like, 4 days these guys came over and took it over, that right there screams like corruption of like whatever's going on over there.
Yeah. Do you think that they were the whole time, maybe not all of them, but a majority of them, getting the training they need to go back to the Taliban? I don't know. How many people went to the Taliban after they came in? Did they go, oh shit, well, hey, I'm with you guys, you know, or hey, I was always going to be with you guys. You know, who knows? Who knows? I mean, we do know cartels recruit former military.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, the cartels now are kidding the fuck up.
Man. Even our fucking military, they get contracted by certain people for their expertise, and it's not always good.
Yeah.
You know, there was five U.S. Special Forces or Navy SEALs I watched an interview on that said that there's guys in their department that have been corrupted by foreign countries on for the expertise that they have.
I think I've seen that where they're like blacked out and voices changed and shit.
Ski mask on and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were saying there's the good guys that are going against this shit. And then there's the guys that fucking see it and don't say shit. And then there's the bad guys that are doing the shit.
Yep.
And then
those guys are just as bad, the ones that be quiet. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then I can't be too hard on them because what the fuck would I do in my situation?
Well, you'd also be a SEAL, so it's not like you can't. Like, you're not. You're a bad motherfucker too, so.
Yeah. Oh, dope, dude. Vigilance Elite just sent me a friend request, and that's dope.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. That's Sean Ryan. Yeah. He's got a fucking dope-ass podcast, man. Dope-ass podcast.
Does he have a blue check? Vigilance Elite? That's dope. On Facebook or?
Facebook. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
He don't have a blue check mark, though.
How many?
I like a lot of his shit. Maybe that's why. Or maybe this is just a fucking somebody's account, like some fan account or something.
Yeah.
But he's just such a – the way he interviews, man, and fuck, I hope one day he hears this and he'll fucking let me talk to him. I don't even care about being on because I'm not former military and I have no fucking – no interesting, I guess, conversation, but the way he interviews, man, when I listen to his shit, it's so good. You know what I mean? Like the questions he asks, I mean, he's just real in depth. He's real calm about everything. In the way, I don't know who he's got for his audio engineer guys and videographers, and his studio is amazing. I mean, that's fucking something I look up to hopefully have one day.
But. I love when he gets like Marcus Luttrell, Sean Ryan, and all those guys, and they just because they have like a little series where they like it's called Campfire Stories or whatever, and they just get around, drink beer, and talk about the shit that they did. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, do you think that's a bad thing to be discussing those stories? Because the whole controversy right now is those guys that we were talking about earlier that were kind of blacked out on their. Oh, fuck. Since you've been selected for a giveaway. This maybe it's a fake. I hope it's not, but I don't know. I just got a message from that same fucking thing saying you're selected for a giveaway winner.
Get free training with Sean Ryan.
That doesn't sound like Sean Ryan. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm tripping. But the whole debate is that should Navy SEALs be basically chasing clout for the shit they did? You know, like putting out all these YouTube videos and making all this money off of that. Me personally, I think they should be able to do whatever the fuck they want.
I don't think they're like clout chasing. I mean, whoever's like interested shit.
Maybe those bad words to use, but you know what I mean. On the gram, on the media, throwing their stuff out, making money, you know, doing podcasts, doing videos, working with, even Sean Ryan said that he's worked with the Call of Duty people, the video game.
Yeah, I've seen
He's worked with Keanu Reeves.
I think Jocko doesn't like that shit.
Yeah. But look at Jocko. I mean, he's on JRE. He's got his own podcast. I mean, he's
fucking. No, I think he didn't like the game shit because he's like, you're giving away our tactics. Yeah. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, whoever's interested in that shit is interested in that shit. They're going to find it regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are the best of the best. They know.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, man, is that those guys already have enough battles they're fighting right now. I mean, think about how many of them come out and get a little older. I mean, a lot of their stories they say happen, they're early 20s doing this shit, you know? And it's talking about being 22 out there in Special Forces or Navy SEALs running and gunning. It's like,
fuck, can you,
know,
like
when they hit 30 and 40, you know, after they're retired, I mean, they've said they face depression and suicide.
How many demons do you think Marcus Luttrell is fucking facing day to day?
Yeah. And you know, he went back out after that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's called reenlisted or he just went back.
No, he redeployed. Yeah. I think that's when he went to Kabul.
Did he?
Yeah, it might not be in Kabul. There's another place because he met Jocko.
Yeah,
there, yeah. And he was his like Jocko unit
had
his
war face on.
Yeah, his unit was replacing Jocko's. But
dude, yeah, his that whole was team, Chris Kyle too.
His whole team, dead.
Like, yeah, that's fucking.
Those
sad.
Are like those are his brothers. So
and now the whole question is over what? That's what a lot of them feel like over what.
Now that we just pulled out,
and everything just fell apart, you know. Think about all those poor guys that died, you know, fighting the fight, and
yeah,
I mean it's sad, man. I can't imagine how they feel, you know. But yeah, I think they should be able to do whatever they want to do, whatever helps them get through what they're going through. I mean, because I even listened to a podcast on him and Ronan. Ronan's bad motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
and
he's the biggest fucking Asian I've ever seen. Dude.
Yeah. He is big. Yeah. Yoked.
Yeah, he's big as fuck.
Out there meditating and shit on his fucking porch. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I follow him on Instagram.
I follow him on YouTube. Yeah. He's got some good shit. I like Sean Ryan's 36 yard zero.
What is that?
It's basically zeros is red dot or holographic sight at 36 yards. And pretty much all the others, like some people do like a 50-yard zero, 200-yard zero, but with those, you kind of have to remember your holds for, like, the distances.
Yeah.
But with the 36-yard zero, because I've been looking in, because I just bought a red dot for my fake little airsoft rifle that I have. So I'm thinking about using the 36-yard zero, but basically, you can hit anything up to, I think it was 250. I mean, obviously, if you're a good shot, like, you got to be good, but within 7 inches.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about holds. It's like you aim at that, you put your dot on that target, you'll hit it within 7 inches, no matter if it's like from 10 to fucking 250 yards. So,
really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So 36 yards.
36 yards zero, yeah.
Damn. Because I know I sight my airsoft pistol or airsoft rifle that shoots only BBs. Plastic pellets at 50. That's where I sighted it.
No, you should look it up. I'll send you the video.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out because I like his reviews. He did a review on a Glock 43 because I want to get one of those airsoft Glock 43s.
Yeah, I just watched him spray paint an airsoft rifle, and I'm like, I'm gonna do that shit. I want to paint my airsoft rifle.
I did mine.
Did you?
Yeah, I rattle canned it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Because I looked it up and all these guys are like, why the fuck are you going to Cerakote it and pay all that money when you... He's like, dude, when we're overseas, we just rattle can our shit. Yeah. You know? He's like, shit.
They go grab shit that's in the fucking ground and they like trace it with
That's paint. What I did. Yeah. I just grabbed leaves and shit. Mm-hmm. And I remember on the side of the highway, I was driving and I stopped and I just had my wife jump out and grab these fucking branches.
Yeah.
I was like, grab those, babe. And she just gets out and fucking grabs a couple of them. But it was over there by where is that at? It was off of Indiana over there, like where all those houses are being built by the highway.
By that Quick Trip.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah, but a little bit further back. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I just rattle can my shit, bro. It came out nice.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. It's got like kind of it's like wearing down for me shooting it, so it looks pretty good.
Did you do the grip or did you leave the grip?
I painted everything.
Yeah. Ryan said not to paint the grip because like if you're like operating in the airsoft world, you might get sweaty and it will like get sticky because it's paint, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
thinking about doing it.
I'll probably never be in that scenario. So, yeah. Unless the shit hits the fan.
That's what we're waiting on. We're trying to figure it out.
Plus, I wear gloves anyways when I shoot. I wear those.
Getting hit in the hand with a BB kind of hurts. So.
Yeah, yeah. But the shit gets hot, dude. You know, shooting that fucking during the summer, man. Handrails don't really fucking cover or protect much. So when it's 95 degrees out there,
yeah.
But I just use the those mechanic gloves. You ever seen those? Yeah,
they kind of got like the hard on the back.
No, I don't buy that. I get the soft ones, the same brand. Yeah. I just get the soft ones. But I fucking rattle can. It holds up. Yeah, and I haven't had any issues.
What kind of paint did you use? The Krylon stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think or Rust-Oleum, one of the two. But
yeah, I think Krylon and Rust-Oleum.
I got the camo ones.
So they came in like a pack?
No, yeah, just flat paint.
Oh, I want flat.
Individuals, yeah. But I bought like the Coyote one or khaki, whatever the fuck it is, and then olive and a brown. So like when I first painted the base coat, I would do the base coat, like whatever color, like a khaki. If I didn't want it to be, I wanted it to be more to our setting.
Yeah, in the Midwest. Where you go.
Yeah. So mine's kind of more greenish, like olive. And then I'd, you know, use the different plants and shit to fucking make patterns like with the brown and then overall do a green.
Yep.
But yeah, it turned out all right. Not too bad.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking crazy all this shit going on over there, dude. Fucking crazy, man. I was reading this a little bit right now while we were talking, and it said on Sunday morning 300 American citizens still remain in Afghanistan. Oh, did you see Tim Kennedy went over there?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
He went over there?
He volunteered, went over there to he saved like thousands of people, him and a crew. Like, it's not even his shit. It's like some other dude's bad motherfucker running some volunteer group to go over there and help people. But
yeah, that's some bad shit right there.
Yeah, he went over there to help a bunch of people out, man. I feel bad for all them people, man. Like, seeing those pictures of kids getting, like, tossed, put up to the fence for them to take them. And, man, dude, I see my kids, and I just like, God damn, dude. What the fuck would I do, you know? Sad.
Yep, the world's got some crazy shit going on.
Yeah. The hell is that?
It looks like sod or freaking turf.
Is that the next door neighbor?
Yeah, that's the one that's going to kill us all.
The fucking...
he's really cool. He brought over some vegetables.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah. It seems like this type of neighborhood.
Yeah.
That fucking... What did you say last time?
Disturbia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf lives right next door, dude.
He's got a fucking ankle bracelet on.
Yeah.
Ankle monitor.
So what else do we got going on?
I don't know. What's going out there in the world, man?
It's just a whole lot of getting vaccinated things that I've been seeing, man.
I know, dude. They just need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say this earlier, but it's kind of... Like with the whole cancel thing, it's like the same shit with the mask and the vaccine. It's just like, just keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Like,
Eric July was saying that in the age group of 19 to 49, he said on the CDC website, that there is a five out of 100,000 you're five out of 100,000 to be hospitalized. That's the ratio, I guess. So take it how you want it, I guess. I mean, I don't want to see people in the fucking hospitals dying either, but I also don't like seeing people eating to where they're morbidly obese too and dying of fucking cardiac.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
What?
In a percentage.
Fuck, I don't even know, dude. I've given out the percentages many times, but I was looking up. It's called CTR. It's called casualty or... Fuck, what is that called? There's like something CTR stats. Where you're able to analyze like death rates and ratios and shit. But
yeah, I have no idea. CRT? TRT?
Nah, it's like casualty death rate. And something else, dude. I don't remember, but...
Mortality or some shit? I don't know.
It's all right if we pause, because I can always delete this out.
CDR?
CDR.
Casualty death rate?
Yeah, but there's another one. There's casualty death rate, which is... fuck, I don't want to be wrong about this. Because one is death rate to population, and the other one's death rate to infected. So
I get it.
There's a casualty death rate, and then there's a crude death rate or some shit.
Yep. This shit getting wild.
Where is that?
I just would have never thought that. It was,
yeah, as crude big a rates. Deal. What?
I just would have never thought it's as big a deal as it is now. I never would have thought it was going to come. I mean, yeah, at first we were all like, what the fuck is this shit coming over? But yeah. Like, after half the people I've known that's gotten hit, no symptoms, a fever for a couple of days.
Yeah, but what do they call that, though? When you're basing off of your life, what is that called? It's called something.
Roast me if you want, but...
No, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm but saying the other people. They'll come back to you by saying you're basing. Fuck, what is that called?
No, I get what you're saying. They're going to be like, yeah, you're only thinking about yourself and what's happened to you directly.
Yeah, it's called something. I've heard them say it before. But it's basically where you base statistics off of your own personal experiences.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can do the numbers. I mean, granted, I do see that the hospitals have a lot of people in fucking the ICUs and shit. Like, okay, I get it. But if you see a majority of those videos, I mean, how many of them are young and healthy, man? You know, how many are fucking old and obese or not in good health? Like, I mean, it's all optics, man. Yeah. It's all optics. And then another thing too is, why weren't they prepared for this? Have you ever seen medical bills? It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Like, where's that money going? To those fucking white coat motherfuckers that walk in for 5 minutes? I mean, shit, majority of the time the nurses are doing most of the work.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't think that's...
These white lab coat motherfuckers ain't changing fucking asses and rolling people over and, you know, taking care of motherfuckers. Like, yeah, they come in, they have the knowledge, granted. Yeah, for sure, but... They should have been prepping these hospitals and getting these hospitals ready for something like this. They've been knowing a virus like this could happen forever. Bill Gates been talking about it forever.
Yeah.
Why weren't they getting there? Why weren't they preparing for this? And hell, why weren't we in the beginning mandating people be more physical, more active? You know, you see, you can mandate people to put shit in their arm, but you didn't think that you could mandate people like, hey, motherfuckers, y'all need to work out. Like, or let's just say you're fucking unhealthy. Your insurance about to go up or some shit like that. Not saying they should, because I believe in privatized businesses. They should be able to make whatever decisions they want.
Yeah.
But damn, man. I mean, we could have been creating a culture of healthy living a long time ago to maybe have you know, slowed this whole pandemic down.
Yeah.
You know, because we know it's targeting a certain person.
Yeah.
You know,
people.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? I don't know. I don't really like the CDC too much. So they let people shove McDonald's down their throat and get all kinds of diseases.
Or it's the same thing with the FDA. I mean, everyone's like, yeah, we've said it on here before. It's not even FDA approved. That doesn't mean we completely agree with everything the FDA approves. We're just saying the FDA ain't even approved it yet. But now that they did, everyone's like, whoa, what do you have to say now? Conspiracy theorists, FDA approved it. Well, bitch, we never said FDA was fucking the end all guys. Be all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
How much shit have they approved that's fucking, you see ads on the TV. Have you been blah, blah, blah? You could be.
Subject to these compensation. Yeah. It's like you can type into fucking Google right now. Just all the shit FDA's approved that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can say that well, that happens. You're right. But I mean, to just go solely off of that and go, oh yeah. And it don't even come down because I don't even think the vaccine's this horrible. I can't say it isn't or is. Like this whole, it's going to fuck up a lot of people. I do believe there's going to be some long-term repercussions. That's with anything though.
Yeah. Well, it's just like that.
Because it's still being studied.
It was that vape shit. There was like a certain fucking oil that was like, what did they call it? Popcorn lung?
I don't know, but it was fucking a lot of young people up.
Yeah.
But it just comes down to free choice, people. Stop trying to tell people you're trying to kill their grandma because they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really do anything. Like, outside of work, I go to the gym.
They act like motherfuckers are coming up to their grandmas and coughing in their face.
Yeah, like, I don't think your grandma's at the gym that I work out at, so I think she's probably pretty solid for me, at least. I don't know.
I'm just happy the gyms I go to. I mean, you know where I go. I don't really want to out them out, you know, even though ain't nobody listening, but and they don't give a fuck about the mask, dude. Actually, a majority of places I go, I have never, other than fucking this one bitch at Quick Trip, she was like, put your fucking mask on. And I was like, and at the time, it was at the confusing time where, like, we had just got done with the mask, but we're kind of coming back. It's like, everywhere was different. It's like, I walk into one Quick Trip, nobody has a mask on. I walk into another one, they have it on. It's like, and me, I'm not disrespectful, bro. Yeah. I'll put it on. It's your fucking business. That's fine with me. Do I think it's stupid? Yeah. But a lot of people don't trip.
Yeah.
Honestly. I see a lot of people with no masks on. They don't trip, and I'm loving it. Please keep going.
Like, if you want to wear a mask, rock it.
Rock it. I don't give a fuck, man.
Fuck it.
You can walk outside with a tutu on and a fucking white beater. I don't care. Go for it, man.
Yep.
And this is what I'm kind of wondering, if this is going to be the push for people, is when they mandate it at these schools. Mm. And we could say all day that, oh, well, schools have always had vaccines. You're right. Vaccines that have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But,
like, for what is, like, name some shit that they get vaccines for.
Kids?
Yeah.
HPV, and the, you know, when you're younger, the polio and meningitis, or all sorts of shit, dude.
Hold on. I'll look it up right now. Shit that's been around for fucking years.
Like at a time they had the people that first tried it out, they had to take it. You know, I get it. Yeah, but you're also talking about two different scenarios. I mean, how many people? What is the fucking death rate of COVID right now? I don't even know.
I don't know, but we have 350 million people vaccinated in America, so I think we're doing pretty solid, dude. Commander in chief, right there.
They said he fell asleep when he was being asked questions on Afghanistan.
Dude, if
he wasn't sleeping, but it was funny what they were saying.
If you go on YouTube and type in goofy shit that Biden says, you'll be laughing for hours.
Yeah, dude, fucking Biden is just as goofy as fucking Donald Trump was, just in a different way.
Yeah.
It's funny how goofy all these motherfuckers are. I mean, Bush was goofy. Obama wasn't goofy, but it's not like he was doing anything good.
How old is Biden? Like 83 or some shit like that? Fucking
too old. Too fucking old. Or like,
he's at least 70.
He's the oldest man alive, 109. Dude's fucking ridiculous. You think Kamala's going to step up next?
78. I mean,
we're going to have a cop as president.
We don't even have a he hasn't even been in a year, has he?
Nope.
I don't know. We'll see if he even makes it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen the aging process of a president from beginning to the end of his term.
Yeah, Obama?
Yeah. Looks like they look like shit.
Yeah. And Biden already looks like shit. So
oh, yeah.
What the fuck's going to happen to him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why the fuck are we... Politics aside, why are we appointing these old-ass people? Like, the dude probably forgets that he eats lunch, and he's our president. Like, what the fuck?
Because they believe that majority of the time, older the wiser, which is true sometimes. Not all the time. Stupid people grow up, too. And stupid people get high positions. I've seen a lot of people become at a higher, I guess you could say, like, more important, in a sense.
Yeah, more important.
Because they wear a tie and a fucking slacks. And they get that position, and you people out there know this too. You're going, how the fuck did that guy get that job? I know that motherfucker, you know. But
what you looking up there?
I'm trying to see the death rate right now. They said there's 74% of adults with at least one vaccination. That's good. So we're over the 70% mark. Well, yeah. I guess we got to get two. They have to get their two shots, and then shit sounds like there's going to be boosters.
Yep, boosters for the rest of your life.
Why weren't they tripping when people got the flu and they were hanging around their elderly and elderly were dying from getting the flu and pneumonia? It's kind of crazy now that it's become a thing. It's becoming to where you can't get sick.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's afraid to cough around people. Like,
I got to talk to a doctor the other day, and she was really nice, and I'm glad she wasn't so pushing. You know, she says, like, I advise you to get it, but I'm not going to tell you have to get it. But she's even admitted to me that, you know, she's had issues with the CDC, and they actually support another website. You know, that's who they go through. But yeah, man, it's like, I don't know, dude. Sometimes I believe doctors just regurgitate what they say. I mean, just because they're a doctor doesn't mean they're actually studying hardcore. So yeah, I just believe that they, I don't know, sometimes, like I said, they just regurgitate. They're not out there practicing, bro. They're just trusting the motherfuckers that are doing the fucking research, which granted, I mean, that's smart. But I mean, I asked some pretty good questions with her with, you know, the whole numbers. I'm a numbers guy, you know. I mean, I weigh my odds. You know, what's my odds of getting hospitalized? What's my odds of infecting my kids? What's the odds of my kids getting hurt? What's my odds of me dying? And it's just so low. And I know I face odds of possibly being hospitalized or dying on anything. Anything. I mean, walking out in the fucking driving to work. Unless there's an odd you could get in a wreck and fucking die. Yeah. But,
I mean, I bet there's a higher chance of you dying from riding that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of COVID.
Yeah, my motorcycle.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. And it's just, and then when you look at these stats too, it's like, you know, what's real, what's not. I mean, shit, they're saying total deaths right now, 634,000, but that's from what? From when this first started?
Yeah.
2020, March or is that February? Or
everything, January? Or is that just U.S.?
That's just U.S. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so, I mean, you can even take that with the new cases, 38,000, you know, I mean. Total cases ever. So, I mean, how are we breaking this up? That number does seem large in a 19-month span or 20-month or however long this goes back. It doesn't say on here, but this is on the CDC website. But, you know, and then like I also told the doctor, I was like, you know, I just want to tell you before I say this, I have no political leanings. I told her, I was like, it's sad I even have to say that. And she's like, yeah, I know, but it's like... How did that, I mean, I guess, I don't know, just the culture now with politics, everybody's, you know, I mean, you gotta be into it, you know, but, you know, making it to where like on these huge media platforms who are just stirring the pot going, oh, you guys got, you know, Alabama, a red state or whatever is the less likely to have vaccinations. It's just like, oh, God, shut the fuck up. They got smart, dude, when they did this shit.
Who?
Is they government. They figured out stop or to immerse themselves in culture to keep us divided. And this is what this is, I mean, the COVID thing's turning into culture now.
Yeah.
I got my mask on. I got my profile picture with, I got the vaccine. It oh, is. Now the new one is I'm skeptical of authority, or I'm against authority, but I'm vaccinated. And it's like, how fucking hypocritical is that? I guess. I mean, I'm all for it. I think you should, if that's how you want to live your life, that's shit. Go for it. Just don't make me do that, you know? Because then you're kind of being the authority that you're skeptical of or that you're against. So, yeah, and this whole trust the science movement, it's like, God damn, bro. I mean, can't I trust the science but not follow it? I mean, you know, you apparently don't. What's the science say about you eating out every fucking day? That you know, Taco Bell and McDonald's, you're probably going to fucking die, bro, at 55 of a heart attack. But ain't no, everyone's like, we love fat people. They're beautiful. It's like, okay, well, yeah, they can be beautiful. They can be whatever the fuck they want.
Body positivity.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not over here saying I'm no saint, dude. Fuck, I know damn well I got work to do on myself, too. But for you to say that one is okay and one's not, you know, oh, you can be fat, but you got to get vaccinated. It's like, that's not right, bro. Let's call them both how we see them. You know, you should work out, and you should have the choice of getting the vaccine. But you should have the choice for either or.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's slowly starting to become where you don't.
Yeah. And the whole bad thing, too, is that, you know, and I had a conversation with a guy that I shoot my bow with over the weekend. And he was like, well, you do know that your insurance goes up because of people that are unhealthy. Well, I think that's wrong, too. I mean, those are private companies. They can do whatever they want. But then it starts getting a little gray whenever they start getting involved with government and politicians. And, you know, they start, what's going on here? You know,
that whole Obamacare. How long do you think it's been gray?
Forever.
Yeah.
It's just being exposed now. And people are too scared to look into it. A majority of people that I talk to, and I'm not the most knowledgeable on this shit, you know, and I feel like I'm all right. You know, there's a lot more smarter people than me on this, but I try to tell them to at least look into the information I'm talking about. And half the time they're like, I don't have the time to even waste on that. I've had people tell me that. I've had people argue with me on Facebook and then call, basically the way they make me out to be, degrade me and make me seem like I'm just some idiot on Facebook getting my information, and go, and when I respond back and go, well, hey, man, I got a lot of things that you can look into. Do you at least want to just look at
it? No, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't got no time for that bullshit. It's like,
but you got time for the news.
But you got time for CNN and Fox News and to tell me that I'm a fucking idiot because I'm just not a parrot repeating what the fuck they say. I'm sorry.
How much of that shit can you actually watch? Like, it's the same shit.
I keep tabs on it just to see how fucking dumb it is. And I see it on that when I'm on the treadmill at the gym.
It's I get that part.
Fox News and you have MSNBC. And it's so funny right now because Fox News' big narrative is the war and MSNBC's COVID. It's like, that's what's bringing them views, man.
And it's just like, it's dividing people.
Yeah. Well, like we said, what if MKUltra was a success? What if it's not mind control like we think? Like a fucking little hypnotist, like hypnotizing you and controlling you. What if it's, oh, damn, we found out if we make them afraid and divide them, and get them on teams.
Yep.
We can control them because they're too busy fucking, you know, fighting, calling each, one side's calling one Nazis and Karens, and the other one's calling them fucking liberal fucking babies. And, you know, they got smart, man. They figured out culture's more powerful.
Yeah.
To if you get immersed into the culture and divide them that way, then that's easier than
divided states of America,
dude. Trying to educate them and get shit passed. Keep them dumb. That's what they want. And my whole thing is, and I said this last time, I think it was on FB Live, I was like, my fucking taxes go towards this shit, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. I pay fucking taxes, and to tell me to, you don't know what you're talking about, you need to let the experts decide. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Let me go into your home and tell you how you should live, you fuck.
Yeah.
No. They wouldn't like that, you know? But
the experts that get money.
Yeah, get bought off.
Yeah, to say shit.
your doctor, your Lord Dr. Fauci, who's been fucking chasing clout since day one. That motherfucker's so annoying, bro. I can't stand that dude. But let's talk about something lighter, man.
Yeah,
yeah. What else we got, bro? COVID ain't never going away. Be ready for that, guys. That shit's always going to be here.
Yep. Yearly boosters.
Yep.
In the future.
It's done, bro. It's going to be stuck, bro. It's going to be the Iraq war, and we're going to have it for 20 years. Yep. This is a new Iraq war. This is the blue size Iraq war.
Yep.
So.
Talk about something lighter, huh?
Yeah. What else we got? We got this hurricane making its way in. You seen that shit?
I did see that. That's not very light, though.
Yeah, you're right. That ain't light.
That ain't too light.
What's all been going on?
Just same shit, dude. Working. Trying to get to do this podcast, but the last one, I told you, I got too fucked up. I didn't go to sleep till like 5 in the morning. I was not.
Last night?
No, last weekend. Yeah. Lightweight. So, we've been lifting, doing some heavy lifting.
Nah, dude. I fucking fell off for a while, dude. I fell off of are you talking about lifting weights?
No, just, well, that too, but
I fell off for a while, dude. I fucking was doing like once a week at my gym. I wasn't even going with Justin.
Oh, really?
I just got into a fucked up rut, man. You ever have those?
Yeah.
It happens to me all the time, dude, and I'm back now. The last week, I went, the week before that, I think I went a couple, 2 or 3 days, worked out at the house. This week, that I worked out 4 days. And I worked out, Monday, Tuesday. I took Wednesday off. I worked out Thursday, Friday. And then I'm supposed to get shoulders in, which I'm going to get in today.
There you go.
But and then next week, I'm on it. I'm done. Because I even see how much I'm hurting just from taking a little over a month off.
Yeah, like getting sore and shit.
I couldn't even walk good after fucking legs.
Yeah.
That shit only happens to me when I first start working out. You know what I mean?
When you start to get older, you take a week off, you'll feel it.
It's always the second day.
Oh, the second day on second legs is the worst.
Oh, yeah, God. 100%. You're trying to take a shit.
When you sit on fucking, the toilet and your butt cheeks are hurting.
Yeah, like
even getting down, you can't even fucking sit down, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. And once you're there, you're there for a minute.
Stretch your legs out.
Yeah, you're there for a minute. But, dude. Justin said he's finally going to do cardio. Thank God.
Cardio. I've been doing some abs.
Good. Well, because I run on I do abs every day. You know, I got to get rid of this fucking gut, man. I don't eat very good, but I run on the treadmill. That's my thing. I love the treadmill, bro. And I do 20 minutes. I usually do like, sometimes I'll do a 3-minute run, 2-minute fast walk. I'll do a 5-minute run, 2-minute fast walk. But just keeping that up and down, getting that heart rate up, getting that heart rate down. And just feel better, man.
Yeah.
Just all that bullshit just leaves you.
Exercise will make you feel better.
100%. Oh, yeah. But it's getting there when you're going through the bullshit. That's the hardest part. Once you're in there, let's go.
Yeah.
You know? But rolling out of bed, it's like...
Yeah, that is the hardest part.
3 a.m. It's
like... Forcing yourself to do it.
Yeah. And Justin's fucking... He's on it, man. He's pretty good at that.
I was fucking solid till I hurt my shoulder.
Yeah, what happened? You good?
I still feel it, but I just said, fuck it.
You didn't go to the doctor?
I did. They said nothing was wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't even offer x-rays or nothing.
Really?
They
you don't think maybe it was like a hairline fracture or?
Nope. He said there's nothing there.
Damn. Maybe you pulled a tendon. Is it feel like a bone or like a tendon?
I don't know, man. I've fucked myself up before and I've never felt like this kind of pain. It is a weird fucking pain, man.
I can tell you what, my back was fucked up for over a year. Yeah, my lower back.
Finally went to the chiropractor.
Yeah. I was shitting blood, bro. I had to go to the doctors, dude. I was fucked up, man. And they didn't do shit. And they're like, I think maybe you have hemorrhoids or some shit. And just keep an eye on it. If it gets worse, come back. It's like, and then they billed me $150. Yeah. Well, that I had to pay. It was more than that. The insurance covered it. But it's like, man, my back was just fucked, bro. I remember I got out of the truck one time to go into work and I almost fell. Like, If you've ever had lower back pain, you know what I'm talking about.
That shit fucking sucks, bro.
Oh, you had the same issue when you were younger, right?
I had a pinched nerve when I was young, couldn't fucking... I would get stuck in certain positions because it would hurt so bad. And if I tried to move, it would hurt even worse.
Yeah, man. It's fucking wild, dude. It's like your legs want to go out, man. It's fucking... I don't wish that on nobody, man. I don't wish that on nobody. But man, I feel 90%. And it may be help from me working out. I mean, I've been working out since last year in November pretty religiously. Like I said, I took a little over a month off recently. But yeah, man, I'm just always – I at least try to stay active.
Yeah.
You know, that, and I notice that helps. But it's getting over those injuries that's hard.
Yeah.
You know? But me and Justin have talked about this. Like, a lot of people I know will be like, oh, I'm injured, or even I'll make that excuse. But you don't think those dudes that are athletes or bodybuilders, you don't think they're hurting?
Yeah.
You don't think they're fighting injuries daily?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I've kept working out through mental being hurt toughness and shit, but like, this shit fucking hurt. Mm. This shit put me down for a while. First time ever.
Are you back in?
I'm getting there. Going like 3 or 4 times a week. I mean,
you're only going 3 or 4 times a week.
Jesus Christ. I used to go 5 times a week, 6 yeah. times a week, but this week I was doing good, feeling good, and I get because I go after work.
Where are you going now? You still going to the center?
This place right down the street. It's called Aurora Health and Wellness. It's okay. Not a bad spot. It's okay. Pretty cool. But
is it like an old lady gym, or is it hardcore and like what you was going to before?
It's not like what I went to before, yeah. But it's
where were you going before? Good.
Impact.
Impact.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I think now it's OGKC.
Oh, okay.
Still one of the best gyms I've ever been to. I love that gym.
Really?
But it's just
too far.
It's like 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Which isn't that far, but going through Liberty, that's like a 30-minute drive.
It's always nicer when it's near your house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, this shit's like 5-minute drive down there.
It's like me with Planet Fitness. I don't know what the fuck is up with these motherfuckers. And the one on Vivian over there, they're still not 24 hours.
It really?
Makes no sense. Yeah. So I got to drive my ass all the way to the Johnson Drive.
Yeah.
And they're 24 hours. They've been through the whole fucking thing. I think they shut down for a while in the pandemic, but they opened up like back in March.
Yeah, mine's not 24 hours. It opens at 4:30, but I usually get home at like 3:30. So I got like a little hour.
Yeah.
Take my pre-workout.
Hell yeah.
Take my shit.
Get ready. Get you. Yeah. What will you work out? About an hour and a half?
Hour? Yeah, I've been going light, like 40 to an hour.
Okay.
I've been just trying to fucking get in there and get it done and get the fuck out.
And what are you doing? You supersetting?
No, not really. I'm just doing mostly three sets of 8. Okay. Or like 4 sets of 8, nothing crazy.
4 sets of 8?
Yeah.
So you lifting heavy or are you lifting kind of?
I'm trying to build my way back up to back heavy, up. But I felt weak as fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
185 felt heavy for fucking 3 sets of 8.
You doing 2 muscle groups a day or are you doing just focusing on one? Or
It's like, I don't know, it's this dude's program that I bought from for like $60 on Instagram a while ago.
Damn.
Big motherfucker. His name's Jimbo.
Is it worth it? I've done that a couple times. Not 60 bucks, but I've done like.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was repping 315 for like 3 or 4 times. I got
really.
That's how I fucked my shoulder up. I was
bench.
I was doing a set of 315 and fucking. I don't know if my shoulder blades weren't on the bench properly and it just put more pressure on my shoulder or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how I fucked myself up.
Or just sometimes you have those days when you're not the mentally focused. You know.
Your eyes are bigger than your muscles that day.
Yeah. But, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're back into it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was feeling good. And then, I think Thursday was supposed to be legs. And I was like, I'm not ready for this shit, dude. Squats and fucking.
Like, gotta do it, dog.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. Can't skip leg day, right?
Bro.
Can't skip leg day, dude.
Well, I skipped this week, 100%.
Yeah. You get back into it, man.
We'll see how this week goes. This week's a new week.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But we got the Chiefs to look forward to now.
Yeah. Yes, I think we do.
We got maybe one more game of preseason.
Yeah. Who are they playing next week? Look that up. I'm not a preseason guy, dude. I went to fucking Old Chicago, I think it's called, the pizza joint right there in Liberty.
Yeah.
And we went in there and we were eating. The game was on and. This one girl was just like, yeah, cheat. Like, going fucking wild. Like, damn, girl, it's fucking preseason girl. Calm
you ever
down.
Been to a preseason game?
I don't know.
It's a shit show. No one's even paying attention to the game. They're all just drinking and fucking talking shit to each other.
No, they're wilding.
But now, regular season, that's a different story.
Well, our first game is against the Browns.
Brownies,
I think. Yeah. Oh, so September 12th. Yep. So
not next week, but I think the next week.
So do we have another preseason game?
This week's the 6th. Yeah, I think we have one this weekend. Maybe, unless we're done. Unless we like,
there's not a bye like week in preseason, right?
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think so. Nah, I'm tripping.
There should be.
Yeah, I don't see it on here. Wait, I'm looking at their schedule.
Who did you just see that we played? Because if it goes Vikings Browns, then we don't have another game. But I don't pay attention to shit during preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, our good guys play like 2 snaps and then they sit. So
yeah. How's Patrick been looking?
I tuned in and it was the second quarter already. And
I don't know if you watch like ESPN highlights and all that shit.
I haven't. I mean, I don't even have cable. I'll be watching Netflix and anime, bro. If I'm not, the only time I really watch the Chiefs is when I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. I'm looking up their schedule right now. So 3 games. 49ers, Cardinals, and Vikings.
Wait, and then the Browns?
Yeah, and then the Browns. I guess they're going to play this week.
Yeah, we just played the Vikings, so.
Yeah.
We might be done with preseason, boys.
What happened to the 4 games?
I think they took one out.
Oh,
I think
yeah, they with added the NFL's changes to a 17-game regular season in 2021. Oh, they're going 17.
Yeah, they took haven't a preseason we always been 17? Game out.
Or 16?
16.
Each team's preseason schedule has been cut from 4 games to 3. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, that's I don't like right. fucking preseason. Anyways. I mean, I don't mind it, but
oh, they're a good time to go to.
See how our second, third string, you know, is doing. But man, are you talking about possibility of getting hurt? Yeah, yeah.
They're fun to go to. Just go.
Yeah.
But if you've been to like a regular season game when shit's cracking, like playoffs is on the line, the preseason fucking ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, I'm excited. You think we're going to go to the bowl this year?
I do believe we have a good shot.
Yeah.
But I don't know this talk of 20-0 bullshit. I don't know where that shit came from.
20-0?
That's what these motherfuckers are saying. No shot.
If I know my Chiefs.
Yeah, if I know Andy Reid.
If I know the Chiefs.
We're gonna get some good leads, and then these teams are going to creep back up on us.
Yeah, like the Raiders. They're going to be fucking 0 and fucking 17, they gonna beat us in the one late season.
Yeah,
that's funny, dude. What's up with Raiders fans, man? They fucking just diehards, bro.
Yeah,
they some diehards, man.
They are. I don't know about anymore since they're in Vegas. I think that hit Oakland hard.
Yeah, you know they got a club in that fucking stadium. They have a club.
Oh, like a
yeah, bitches twerking and shit.
They probably got a strip club in there.
They probably do. I wouldn't doubt it. I heard they had slot machines and shit at some of the seats.
They probably do, bro. Right next door, play the slots, watch the Raiders get their ass beat. All right, still getting ass whooped. Ching.
I know some guys that are some Raiders fans. They're good guys. But then I know some of them that can't even name fucking 5 players off the team, and they're just like, hey. Hey, fool, I like the colors, man.
Yeah, they just like that white and black. Yeah, silver
like
and
that
black.
Flag, fool. I like that flag. That
which
Raiders
sucks
flag.
Because I fucking love pirates and they're a fucking pirate. It's
you like pirates?
I like pirates, yeah.
Like actual pirates or like books and shit? Like you like to read pirate books?
No, I'm just a fan of pirates. I like their style. They'd fucking be on ships and go raid people who take their shit.
I heard there was a thing that came out that said like a lot of pirates are like gay. I mean, they're out at sea and shit.
Probably.
Fucking no women start fucking it. I mean, cheeks are cheeks, I guess, at that
I guess,
point.
Yeah. It ain't gay.
It's like
it's
in prison.
Way, dude.
Yeah, it's like in prison.
Gay for
bro.
The stay.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I'm just like, they're fucking just go on and rob people's shit.
Damn, bro. Should be a cop.
I've been playing Sea of Thieves lately. You play any games, dude?
You should be a highway patrol.
Take their shit.
Fucking sit on the side of the highway. They call them highway pirates.
Fucking highway pirates,
fucking
dude.
Pull it at the end of the month, dude. I seen helicopters out at the end of the month.
Dude, speaking of cops, bro, I work in Olathe, and almost every fucking night.
Yeah, you work by a fucking cop station.
Yeah, it's right there. But every fucking night, there's someone that's like, I say every night, I'm exaggerating, but at least once a week, there's someone pulled over at night when I'm driving home, and there's legit 3 or 4 police cars all with their lights on. And it's like,
they ain't got nothing to do with
it. Yeah, I know. It's a traffic stop. Get the fuck out of here. Like, one cop can handle this shit. Relax.
Well, actually, me and my brother were talking about this. He knows a guy that did like 20-something years in prison. And he said whenever he gets pulled over, there's something in their system that says they're a level threat. It'll say on there, like, he's a danger, or, you know, so they call backup. So it just depends. But, like, you got Gladstone, fucking, they're the same shit. They fucking roll up four deep.
Yeah.
You know, they're bored. They ain't got shit to do. Which is funny to me because, and this is what I tell people, you know, it's not that I hate all cops. I just hate the revenue collection of it.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of cops feel the same way. They just can't speak out, which sucks because they're, you know, contributing to the problem. But I get it. You got kids, you know, you have a house, you got bills, you know, I get it. These cops could be out there helping fucking special victim units and fucking kids getting kidnapped and, you know, murders and rapes, you know, actual crimes, but, you know, they want to pull you over for 5% 10 or 10% 10 or whatever under the legal 20% limit. So
don't they have like a little card that they hold up to your windshield?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, man. But I don't know, man. Hopefully with more and more of technology and cops maybe getting together, maybe they'll chill the fuck out and stand up for themselves. So stop trying to meet these quotas they put on. But then you have cops like we talked about, that Anderson, whatever, who black spoke
dude?
Out.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was a white dude. Oh. He spoke out. He owns like a martial arts gym, and he tried speaking out and saying, hey, y'all, we need to chill out, man. We work for these motherfuckers that we're shooting and beating up.
Blacklisted.
Yeah. They told
fired him.
They were like, thank you. You know, you're very brave for putting that up, but we need to take that down.
Yeah.
He's like, well, all right, I guess. Fuck it. I don't know if he ever – I knew he had a GoFundMe for a while.
That's the same shit that the SEALs are going through too. It's like when you try and speak up about some shit that's fucked up.
Yep.
Nobody listens or gets swept under the rug, and then you probably get your ass whooped or everyone hates you now.
Yeah, his name was Greg Anderson. Yeah, they said that he was losing his job. Yeah, it was like Seattle Police Department. Yeah, he was like a fucking veteran. Pretty respectable guy, dude.
Yep.
I guess you can't go on there and say you work for the people. That's what's crazy to me is that, you know, all these motherfuckers that have jobs that get paid by tax dollars, which I know a lot of them. It's crazy to me how you get upset when someone tells you, hey, I support your paycheck. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You decided to fucking join that job. Like, now, when people are saying it degrading, I understand, but if you're being a fucking asshole, don't expect someone to say that back to you.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, you are, man. You're working for the people. You know, you decided to take on that job. No one told you to.
Is the DMV paid by tax dollars?
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck is their deal?
Yeah.
They are some of the most grumpy people I've ever met in my life.
Stuck in a fucking... Have you been to the... Which one do you go to?
I go to this one right here.
Oh, I haven't been to this one in a long time. This one used to be where the Kmart was, where the old Kmart used to be, where now that Academy Sports and all that shit is. I used to be like Kmart and the DMV. Because I used to live over here in Liberty.
Yeah. It's not that bad. I mean, the lady I deal with, she was all right. But
yeah, some of them are good. Some of them aren't, you know.
It's like, this is your job, dude. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess they make it to where, I mean, they deal with a lot of assholes.
I
get it, you know. And that shit's so confusing. Bring this identification and bring this paperwork and bring this fucking inspection and bring this. It's like, you know, people show up without shit. They're getting pissed off. They're cussing them out and getting upset. You know?
Cussing old people out.
Yeah. I mean, you all know who to blame on that. Blame the government for requiring all this fucking dumb shit. Why can't you just be given an ID that fucking lasts forever, bro? What the fuck? Got to renew it all the time.
Yeah, I got to renew mine soon, too.
I'm sure they have reasons. They always do.
I still have my high school picture.
Of your ID?
Yeah. Oh, when I like got my non-driver's license. Because my dad made me get it.
They reuse the same photo?
Yeah. Same photo.
They always take a picture of me every time.
Every time?
Yeah.
I do it through the online. I renew it online.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think it's time. I'm tired of having that little.
They used to fuck with me all the time because mine says not for real ID use or some shit. Because now they offer real ID, which is like basically a passport.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I think they had to. Didn't they have some shit where like Missouri driver's license you couldn't use to fly? Like a couple years ago, and you had to like get it redone or something.
Yeah.
Because I have a passport ID that I use when I fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was something like that. They were going to make it. That's why they are offering that real ID.
Yeah.
But on my ID, it says not for real ID purpose or some shit. I don't know. You can bring it up if you want. I know you're kind of like coming down on it.
My ears are hurting.
Are they?
Yeah. I haven't been gaming in these headsets in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of gaming, we can bring that up.
Gaming?
Yeah. New Battlefield's coming out.
Yeah. I've never been a big Battlefield guy.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's cool. I like it, but I've just never gotten into it.
Weapons suck. I hate that World War II bullshit.
Yeah. The World War II games are fucking...
Yeah.
The only cool one was World at War.
Well, this one's coming out with modern day weapons. So...
Yeah, and all that helicopters and jets.
Do you have the new Xbox?
Nah, I'm on PC, brother.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I built my own PC.
So Battlefield 2042, I heard, is going to be dope. But every time I get a new fucking game, which I don't play. Yeah, it's like you play it for a fucking month and then it's bullshit. All these cheating ass motherfuckers come on and start teleporting and shit. And
yeah, you trying to be a Sea of Thieves? Trying to be a pirate?
Why?
Because I'm into Sea of Thieves lately.
I've never played that.
It's just a big ass map, and you spawn in, and you get a ship.
Really?
And you go, and you can
rob motherfuckers.
Yeah, you can kill them.
Damn.
Take all their shit, all their chests.
You live out your fantasies on that shit.
That's Jesus why I got Christ. It. There used to be a
game like that for PlayStation 3. Where, like, you would build your avatar and just go into this world, and everybody just wanted to, like, fuck and have weird conversations. It was called, like, Life or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Life. Weird. I remember I had one, and it was a weird fucking game. But that new Battlefield's coming out, and I'm debating on getting the new Xbox, so I don't know.
What is the new Xbox? Xbox, like...
Oh, what the fuck is it called? They have two different versions. They have one
that's Xbox One's the new one, or the old one, right? Xbox One.
Yeah, that's the one
I have. It's like the Xbox X or something.
Yeah, I think it's the Xbox X. Xbox Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
So.
But those games, they're like up in their shit.
Yeah.
Like, those are some legit.
Processors and shit on there. Yeah, they say it's almost comparable to a fucking PC. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, dude, that's a funny meme I always see is like, oh, PCs are better than console. And it's like, but are they better than your console?
Yeah.
Or like your PC? Because a lot of people build like shit PCs.
Yeah.
Cheap and they think PCs. They're cool because they're on PC.
Yeah.
These fucking new consoles are shitting on most people's PCs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I might get this console. I don't know. It's fucking expensive as shit. And then I heard you can't find
it. It was like $800.
Well, they have one that's like a small one that doesn't take a disc, which I buy all my games online, but I think it's like $300-$400. And then they have like the 1 terabyte console. And I think that's like, I don't know. I'm looking at prices right here and it looks overpriced. I don't remember them being that much.
Well, it's probably because they're resellers.
Yeah. This one says like nine something.
Yeah. If you don't get it from the jump
or 700. That's fucking ridiculous.
You're gonna overpay.
But if I don't get it, I'm not gonna be able to play in the lobbies. Like they're having those big lobbies in the new one, like 100-something players.
I'd start getting on a wait list then.
Yeah.
Try and pre-order it.
I don't know. I'm going back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to do yet.
To build a PC and you can play all that shit.
I know, but I don't play enough to.
Yeah, but you also have a good computer to do your editing and shit too.
True. True. So,
I mean, I know you like your laptop, but
yeah,
it'd probably be a lot faster on a desktop PC and shit.
And I don't know a lot about PCs and shit either, man. I mean,
I could probably help you. I mean, I looked up YouTube and did it.
How much is a like a system you got, like a setup you got?
Mine was like a little over a grand.
A little over a grand. And that's what I keep hearing.
I didn't want to spend much more. I mean, I probably like with... I already had my monitor, so I didn't have to do that.
And I have one too. I game on a monitor.
I think total, because I've bought like a few upgrades. I think total probably like $1,200.
Okay. Yeah, I got a 32-inch Samsung curved.
So. But you could probably go up to Best Buy and get like a $800 one. Like
that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, if you're not planning on being like the best in the world, you don't need like a fucking top dog. You know, like
what do you game with though? Like controller wise.
Controller?
Yeah, like what do you use on a PC? Like you actually
use a controller. Yeah, I don't do that PC bullshit.
I thought you were using a fucking keyboard. Well, this was back
when I was in Fortnite and shit. So I got the PC to get better frames. Gotcha. I was like trying to be good. Cause you get higher frames.
Start doing Twitch and shit.
Yeah, I did it a little bit, but
did you?
Yeah,
you got like a little webcam. A little bit.
Yeah, I got two.
Damn.
And I got a GoPro. I'm telling you, we could set some GoPro shit up.
We do need to start on doing video.
Yeah. I wonder how would you be able to get video on Spotify? Because Joe Rogan's the only motherfucker I know that has it on Spotify.
I don't know.
I don't.
We'd be on YouTube. I guess that's it. That's all you can do.
We're getting kicked off of there.
Probably. They wouldn't let us on Pandora.
Really?
Yeah. They never got back to me on it. The only place that didn't get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. So you just hook a what? What kind of controller do you hook up to it? Is there some type of PC controller?
I have an Elite controller.
Oh, Xbox controller?
Yeah. You put it into like the USB.
That's dope.
But I think you could hook any controller up to it. But
yeah, I play more in the wintertime. So that's why I start thinking about games more because everything starts getting darker earlier and
cold.
Man, it's been hot as fuck.
Hell yeah. Dude, I got in that black truck. It was 109, and the whole ride home, or the whole ride to work, it got down to 107, even with the AC blasting.
Are you having a hard time? Your AC cooling down? You got a newer truck, though.
Yeah, so no, not cool. really.
Fuck, that's man. My truck is an 04, so it ain't even that cold, bro.
The Suburban, and
I make sure my shit's topped off, my Freon.
The Suburban doesn't even, the one that I did have, doesn't even blow cold air anymore. It just blows.
Probably needs Freon in it.
Probably.
But shit, I check mine. I have a little gauge and everything, and I still...
Just doesn't get cold like it used to?
Nope. But it's still running, though. I'm about to buy new tires for it. About to get some new tires.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a fucking stack. Ugh, not looking forward to that. That's the price you pay when you want fucking big fucking mud terrain tires on your truck.
Yeah. Are yours loud as fuck?
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, they're fucking almost slicks right now, but fucking, they lasted me like 5 or 6 years.
You can take that motherfucker to a sideshow.
Yeah, I know. Take it to the drag strip. Yeah, fucking, dude, speaking of that, I went out to the races last night. And I remember, what would you ask me earlier?
I was like, you don't like sideshows?
Way out in Topeka, it's like, yeah, because the fucking sideshow guys fucked up everything and... Kansas City.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
There's some cool guys, dude, that, you know, but they knew and they're young, man. They're fucking, well, some of them are young, some of them aren't. But that whole, you know, doing donuts as a sport, God, dude, chill the fuck out, bro. Like, no. And you know damn well you was bringing heat on everybody and y'all still fucking did that shit, bro. They got the whole Kansas City racing scene shut down. You're having to go out into the middle of fucking nowhere to see races.
Yeah.
So, because of the fucking, and it wasn't all their fault. It was their fault, but it was also media too playing a part in that shit, calling them street racers. It's like, nah, bro, they ain't street racers. Chill the fuck out. So,
I don't know. I just like the fucking, every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and look up Oakland sideshows because they got some dope shit out there.
But what are they doing? Half the time they're fucking going in circles, just fucking up their car, and then they sell it the next week, talking about gently used. They hit a couple motherfuckers and you start shooting at each other.
Well, I don't know about. I mean, they probably do, but
there was that girl that got shot at one of those fucking sideshow bullshit or I don't know what the fuck, their parade or some shit, and she got fucking shot on accident.
What was like, that one saying? It was like something tires, not people.
Smoke the Tires, Smoke Not Your Homies tires. Or some shit.
Yeah, some shit.
Yeah, that's same. Actually ran by the dude that he has
killed
the,
someone.
No, he has a prospect. It's called Prospect Cars or some shit. He's funny. I've met him a couple of times. He used to go to a shop that my buddy was owned. But and he's a good guy, and I understand his intentions. But it didn't stop shit.
Yeah.
It ain't stopping nothing, bro. That whole fucking Smoking the Tires, Not Your Homies, that, man, that's just... I don't know what you can do about that. That's I grew up with motherfuckers like that, man, and I've known people like that, and it's to me I feel like that shit starts in the home, bro. I know how corny everyone makes that out to be, but that really does, you know. It starts in the home, man. Get weeding that shit out, you know, so they don't get involved in that type of culture, you know, because it can affect anyone, black, white, Mexican, Asian. I mean, it don't matter, dude. You know, and. But yeah, man, I understand that we're trying to do a good thing, you know, and but shit, man, do you know how many people got hit doing that shit? And I mean, you got people unexperienced swinging cars around, you know, and everybody wants to get up all close to get the clout from fucking Snapchat and the gram.
Yeah.
And they're all fucking up there.
Get hit.
And then boom, fucking get hit, fly across the damn parking lot. And it's like, God damn, bro. And they're young, bro. I mean, we did stupid shit when we were young.
Shit, I was down at Westport. That was a while ago, but there was like a fucking shit-stained Mustang fucking doing donuts in the middle of an intersection. Yeah, he almost fucking wrecked into a bunch of people.
Well, where in Westport? In the center of the four-way? In the middle of Westport? So you can't even drive up there anymore, can you?
No, they block. Yeah, this was right before like they blocked the...
They block it off at night.
Yeah. But what the fuck is that bar? Or it's like a club. It's like where you walk down. It's on the corner.
Oh, Rewind or some shit. What is it called? Rewind or something?
Fucking, I always forget this Throwback, I think.
Throwback.
Dude. Throwback.
That's what it is,
yeah. And it was right there. It was fucking almost fucking wrecked. Like, started fucking swerving. Yeah. I was like, God damn.
I know, bro. And they're always like, oh, we just want to release our, you know, in energy or something. They interviewed somebody one time and they was talking about like having something for the community to be able to be a part of and really. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah. Y'all are fucking tripping, dog. Y'all are driven. I mean, dude, and you can go to a fucking track, dude. I see half these motherfuckers got fucking $3,000 fucking rims on there and shit and fucking bolt-on kits and fucking also, you know, $50,000 fucking vehicles, you know, and you can't tell me you can't drive out to fucking Topeka to the fucking drag strip or the drift fucking area they have and do that shit out there. Nah, man, they want to do that shit in the streets and they want to do it downtown in front of everybody, you know, that makes them feel good, makes them feel important.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You know, they fucked the whole racing scene up because of that, you know.
Fucking Dom Toretto would not like that shit, bro.
Shit, man, they got 210 shut down, man. That shit pisses me off, bro. I mean, we used to go out there and watch all the races, and I mean, it just...
Yeah, 210's for family, man.
For family. Bro, family. Have you seen those memes?
Yeah,
family. Vin Diesel? You seen that one chick, she was stuck in the fucking washer or the dryer, and it's Vin Diesel in the back, and he's like, anything for family. I was fucking rolling, bro. Rolling. But yeah, I mean... kids are going to do what they want to do, man. Like I said, we did stupid shit when we were younger, too. And just luckily, when I was younger, we didn't have like phones with fucking good-ass cameras on them. And we barely had fucking MySpace.
Shit. So,
I didn't get to record all my dumb shit.
I don't even think I got a phone till I was like a sophomore or some shit.
Yeah, I was like 16. Yeah. Cool. And my phone did. It was like a Virgin Mobile phone.
Yeah. Right. I think mine was a Virgin Mobile,
minute,
too.
Yeah. I paid minute to minute.
Yep.
That's fucking wild. But, yep.
Fuck.
What else, dog? What else?
Just fucking doing it. I can't
believe we only had an hour 35 on here.
Yeah.
It's wild, dude.
We didn't even have a topic. No. We might have been able to string this one to
sometimes I like to just get on here and talk, man. Yeah. You know, me personally, I listen to a lot of podcasts that just they talk.
Yeah.
You know, is there some podcasts you've been listening to lately that
I
always like letting people know, you know, because a lot of people are new to podcasts and they hear us because they know us. And I try to tell them, you know, hey, man, go out and listen to a couple other ones, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good content out there now that it's not choked by the fucking mainstream fucking media to where you can't do shit. Yeah. You know, it's free.
I mean, as long as there's a few. I mean, if I'm like into a conspiracy fucking vibe, or I can't believe I just said vibe. I'm a fucking idiot. I think fucking people that say that, it's a fucking vibe, bro. Dork. That's a fucking vibe, dude. If I'm in conspiracy mood, I listen to the Higher Side Chats with Greg Carlwood. It's pretty good. Okay. Or like Tinfoil Hat, you know. Sam's, he's a little hard to go with, but
his Trump fucking shit is annoying as fuck. I comment.
He's been talking shit on Trump a lot lately.
What?
Yeah.
Have you seen his gram?
No.
He's always fucking, I bet y'all wish you had Trump now. It's like, oh, shut the fuck. Bro, he talks shit, but then goes back. He's like Joe Rogan. And I always comment on his shit. I'm like, if y'all don't want to hear a shill, come to P3.
He's got some good fucking people, smart people that go on his podcast.
He has a good show. Yeah. I'm not doubting that at all. I like his show, you know, but at the same time, I still think, I mean, but he's a human being. They probably, if they listen to me right now, they could probably point some shit out that I go back and forth on too. Yeah. So, but I still got to fuck with him. I mean, you could fuck with me too. I don't care.
I'm sure he probably laughs about it.
Yeah, he probably didn't even see it.
Nah, he don't. I don't even know if he can read. But then if I'm just like trying to listen to something funny, I've been getting big on the Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
What is that?
It's just this Noel and Cody Co. Okay. I don't know who the Noel, but they're just some funny, goofy motherfuckers, dude. They have me laughing.
It's just random, right?
Yeah.
Just good conversation.
Talk about random shit. They have me laughing.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I usually listen to, I like to support local, so I'll listen to a podcast called No Solutions Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good. They took some time off, they're back. And even then, they're not structured, they just talk, man, you know, just have good conversation. Right, maybe you know, they're funny, they make me laugh.
Get a joint, if they're local.
Yeah, maybe I think they're in Kansas, so.
No, we can't do that then.
Wow.
Border war, baby.
Border wars.
Yeah.
But nah, man, I mean, I like that because I like hearing other people. Like, I like hearing that there's like three of them on there, you know, two guys and a girl. And I like hearing, you know, their opinions on things, you know. I like that they're doing that because my whole thing is for even our podcast, give the people that aren't a celebrity or don't have this big following, man, give them a voice too.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll start to see the normal people.
Yeah.
Like the way actual normal people think.
Well, the real people.
The real people. The everyday fucking people, bro.
Yeah, the people that you see like posting shit on like Twitter or Instagram, those are fucking like NPCs, bro. Yeah. They're just, in my opinion.
Yeah, and everybody like, out there like in the comments and shit just critiquing like, yeah, you can critique all you want, but remember, man, we're all humans, dude. We're going to change our minds. We're going to adapt. We're going to be, you know, we're not all going to agree. So.
Yeah.
But I like them a lot. You know, I listen to my big ones like JRE, T-Fat K, you know, King and the Sting, Sword and Scale.
That's what I was going to say.
Theories of a Third Kind.
You like Brendan Schaub, huh?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of him.
Dude, I just have lately, I a just lot of people cannot don't like him. Get down with it.
I believe people think too much that's really him on the mic. Fully. You got to remember, he's creating content.
Yeah.
He's making people laugh. He's been doing it for so long. I don't even know how the fuck he does it. I mean, it's fucking amazing the way he can just continue to keep that fucking ball rolling and the amount of shows and amount of talking he has to do.
Yeah.
My head would fucking spin, bro. I mean, I'm not going to fucking be like, oh, boo-hoo. He's getting paid fucking millions of dollars, you know, or however much he makes. You know, he makes good money, but he's just funny, man. He's just real. He's not censored. I like that shit. On some things he's a little censored on, but I get it. I don't believe you should have to talk about everything, but he's a good dad, good husband, you know, and he's funny. I'm not a big fan of his comedy, I'll be honest. You know, it's all right. But I like his stories, man. I know people talk shit about him on Fighting.
Did you hear about the shit that happened to him?
Yeah, the like car wreck.
The car wreck.
Yeah, dude. And look, fucking good guy. And then everyone's giving him shit about trying to chase clout on talking about that story. It's like, bro, he does a podcast about his life.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah.
You know?
I personally don't think he's that funny.
And some people don't. But I think he's funny on podcasts. I don't think he's funny on a stand-up.
I do like when he goes on like Joe Rogan and talks fighting. I think he knows his shit when it comes to that. I'll listen to him when it comes to that.
And I like how he's not biased. He even supported the whole Jake Paul thing and explained why it's a good thing, why it's, you know, it's, it is what it is. It's entertainment.
That's tonight.
Yeah, that is tonight.
Tyron.
Who do you got?
Tyron.
Tyron.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know.
What's he keep calling him? Tyrone?
Tyrone. Yeah. Tyran.
They have a bet. Something about one has to get the tattoo. See
that shit that one of the dudes that Jake was with said about his mom? Yeah. That his fucking sister was about to whoop his ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was in his face.
That dude's a boxer, ain't he?
Who?
The dude that was talking shit on Jake Paul's crew.
He was talking. Oh, I don't know. It was some black dude. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's Jake Paul's crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, but then. Tyron Woodley was like, oh man, green light motherfucker and all that. I'm like, come on, bro. I hope that was fucking for show because you're chirping, dude. Talking about killing motherfuckers and shit.
Oh, no, probably green light just beating his fucking ass. That's how I would have taken that.
He started, it sounded like he was like on some fucking G shit. Like,
he is from St. Louis.
He is.
I don't know what side, but if it's the east side, that's a bad side over there. But yeah.
Who you got then? You said Tyron?
Yeah. I think, honestly, the way Tyron was like doing interviews and shit, he was just like, I'm here to fight. Like, I'm not here for the theatrics.
And he has hands, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what fucking, what's his name? Who's the dude? Sean O'Malley. He was like, everyone knew Ben Askren can't box. Like, congratulations. Yeah. You beat someone who can't box.
And Ben Askren didn't even give a fuck. You've seen him the whole time.
Fat as fuck.
Yeah. Did he even fucking, and he's always had that body.
Yeah. Well, no.
And to say, but to also say, though,
when he was like fighting, he did not. I mean, he might not have had a six pack. He never, but that motherfucker
he
was
had a dad bod all the time, though.
No.
Because that's what he always got made fun of.
No, I guarantee. He always got made fun of that. If we go back and look at the Jorge fight, look at pictures of him. He did not have that gut. Bro had a gut, dude.
I'll show you.
All right, we'll see. I don't think he
had. But think about even one champion days, because I think that's what he was in before UFC.
Yeah, he was a one champion. He was a champion, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got hands. He's got hands.
Nah, he's a. All his fights are ground and pound. Dude.
But I mean, enough to keep himself in a professional.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fighting athletes, no fucking YouTubers. I don't know what happened. I don't think he gave a fuck. No. I think he just went in there and fucking. I can't believe he got slept.
Yeah. I mean,
beats one thing, slept's another thing. You know.
I love his tweet after he's like, "Sorry, world." Frowny face.
That dude's a fool. Sucks.
But he's a kind of... I didn't like him at first, but he's just a straight up...
He's a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah. He was like not... He had a dad bod, but he wasn't like...
Yeah.
Gutted up.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I give you that. Yeah. Yeah. He was looking a little thick.
Yeah. But Tyron, man, I don't know. He's just saying, I'm here to fight. I'm giving him a fight. And that...
If they would have been in a cage with Ben Askren, what do you think?
Ben Askren would have double legged that bitch and beat the fuck out of him. You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I mean, Logan Paul may be a different story because Logan Paul was like an actual wrestler.
High school, though.
Yeah, but in California?
Yeah.
Maybe. Them motherfuckers are good in California. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's like California and the Midwest. We're like the best.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania's got some good dudes, too, but.
Yeah, I remember the school we went to had some pretty big wrestlers, Bailey Brothers and all them.
I think they're still pretty top dogs in wrestling.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my brother. He still goes there.
I think Staley's pretty good too, though, because they took Coach Mayhab, who used to coach Oak Park. Well, I don't know if I can name drop.
But I don't even fucking
bleep that out. He'll beat me up.
Valdez went over to Oak Park from Narcan City. Did you ever know him? Football coach?
No.
Yeah, he's over there now. He was my football coach. Well, he wasn't my football coach because I was on the freshman team, but he was a varsity coach. But, yeah, man, fucking, I don't know who's going to win tonight. I would say Tyron Woodley, but I don't know. And I mean, if Showtime wants their Jake Paul to win, I mean.
Yeah, but I also see.
I think they're going to be like, here's some money, Tyron.
I see him saying, fuck your money.
You don't have to get slept, but you can at least just lose on points.
I don't see him taking it, dude.
What are they fighting? Are they doing 8 rounds, like sparring
type shit? It's probably another exhibition match where no one can technically
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
This is actual, yeah, no, because he got signed to Showtime, so I think this is legit. This legit fight.
I mean, I saw Dana talking about Tyron. Like, even though they don't get along, Tyron was like, or Dana was like, Tyron can fucking fight.
Well, he's representing the UFC.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, he hates fucking Jake Paul. Because Jake Paul's fighting for fighter rights for to get paid more. And them dudes, they get paid shit, bro. They get paid shit. So their rules
are interesting. I mean, I'm not gonna buy the shit, but
nah, fuck that. I'll catch the fucking
get on Twitter and look. Hopefully, because nobody really likes Jake Paul.
You're not gonna illegally stream that, are you?
No, probably not. I mean,
you're gonna catch the highlights in the morning, right?
There is one dude on Twitch. I don't know his fucking name, but he watches it with glasses on, so you can see the reflection. Just so you can look that up if you want to watch the fight. Dude, he does. Dude, it's a black dude, and he has like shades on. And he watches it right in front of the screen. Dude, it's so funny, bro.
There's so many interesting people out there in the world, bro. That guy and the memes guys. Like, the people who make those memes, goddamn, dude, they're fucking hilarious.
Did you see that one meme with Joe Rogan in the ice bath?
No, I haven't seen that one.
No, dude, that one's so funny.
I've seen the one where he's interviewing people in their worst moments. They have one, like, you know, when he interviewed Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, they had one where he's interviewing Jesus when he's on the cross, nailed to the cross.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Dude, yeah. Oh, that still upsets me.
Yeah.
That whole fight.
Okay, so this weekend's occasion is a cruiserweight bout. 200-pound restrict. However, each fighter are anticipated to be weighing in at 190 kilo.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing.
It's a nice little car.
Yeah, Subaru.
I do like Subarus, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty safe. They kind of got too many safety features.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I was cruising, going about 80, like on 35.
Oh, hell no.
What?
And what'd they do? What did it start flashing at you some shit? Well, you slow down?
Well, like, fucking, I saw the car, like, start to slow down. So I'm, like, going to get ready to, like, hit on my brakes, and it locked up.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was... It can, like, see when a car is, like, slowing down weight. It has sensors, and it just locked up, and I started, like, swerving. Really? And I was like, I got to turn this fucking shit off. That thing's going to cause a wreck.
Fuck that. Yeah, so I found that information on the fight. So it is fight at 190 pounds, rounds 8, using 10-ounce gloves. Knockouts allowed.
Mm.
And they're not getting drug tested.
Ooh.
So they're going to be juicy. Real juicy.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty
much it, man, for today, dude. We kind of rambled on again. This might be a new a thing. Series. Just a Gabe Ron Austin rant. This is rant number 2. We just off the wall talking about all sorts of shit. Hopefully make your day at work go a little faster, you know. And
yeah.
Maybe get you to maybe... comment to the show and tell us how much you disagree with what the fuck we say.
Yeah, and how dumb we are.
Next week, we're looking to get some guests in. I got a couple of people that want to come on the show. So, we only record once a week. So, it takes some time, but we'll get to you guys. We actually got a friend of yours might be coming on here soon. He's got a pretty good podcast called Porch Stories.
Porch Stories, yep.
Yeah, so I've been listening to him, dude. Fucking hilarious, man. Yeah. They're both pretty hilarious. And I like how... They're like different view. They have different views on shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a pretty good podcast. Go check that out.
Kyle, that's his fucking name. Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
That's Boogie.
Yeah. Kyle.
That dude's funny.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I like their relationship advice. They crack me up on that shit. Because you have what's your buddy's name?
Ken Youth. Yeah. Ken Youth. You could call him. I call him Tannis, but that's the Navy shit. That's his last name.
I ain't allowed to say that.
Only the Navy folk can do that.
He gets like a, he's kind of like a lover. That's what it sounds like. I was into one of their podcasts. He's like a lover. Yeah, yeah. I get it because I can be that way too. I get you on that side. But Boogie's like straight to the point. He don't give a fuck. He's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. That dude cracks me up, bro. But yeah, man, check them out. They're pretty good, man. Yeah, hopefully we'll have them on. We'll do a collab, man. Because, you know, like I said, we're not all about conspiracies and shit and fucking one topic, man. We're about everything, you know.
Yeah,
so
we are. We'll talk about anything.
We'll talk about anything, man. We appreciate everyone, all the love and support. Keep sending in. We notice everything's growing.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of messages in, a lot of people asking questions, man. And we're looking forward to. I do have another guy, too. Hopefully, we're going to get him on soon. It looks like he's kind of on the other side of a lot of our subjects. So, it'd be nice to it'd be nice to see a different viewpoint, his side, you know, and come on, we'll talk, you know, there's no arguments here. There's no beef. There's no nothing, you know, we can all agree to disagree, like I've been told before in the past. So, it's a good thing to talk because, the reason why we're in a lot of these situations right now is because we hang behind our computers and we like to talk shit and hop out of it and not have good communication either face to face or hell, even phone call, you know, we'll do phone calls. Hit us up. So yep. Appreciate it again.
Keep like up said. The support. We appreciate it 100%.
All right, y'all. All right. Well, y'all have a good week, man.
Peace out. That was Purple Pill.
All right, we out.